Faia Brava is a small private reserve in Portugal's Coa Valley. Formed in 2000, it extends to around 800 hectares and is integrated into the network of Portuguese natural areas. Fernando Romeo is a nature guide from Wildlife Portugal.
The reserve has been increasing all over the years. They have been buying lands along the Coa Valley in this last section of the river, mainly because of the presence of several species of cliff-breeding birds, namely the vultures and some species of eagles.
How threatened were those birds before you started trying to protect them? Were they in a difficult situation?
Yes, especially the eagles have been decreasing in the past years due to alterations on the habitats, lack of main prey mainly, and this has to do with human activity that has changed in the past decades. Like the vultures, these birds of prey have been benefiting from human activity, either from grazing, cattle raising, either from agriculture. And these activities have been disappearing in the last decades, and that is what has caused a recent decline of the birds.
Having now got this area as a protected area, what are you doing to increase those species?
Developing several projects, including a life project, that has specific measures to benefit these species. Mostly the increasing of the, in the case of the birds of prey, the increasing of the main food source, which is the prey, like partridge or rabbit. For the vultures, they have been managing a vulture feeder for a long time now. At least every week we put food, scraps from the groceries, or dead animals that local people have, a donkey or something, that died, and they ask us to put on this vulture feeder.
What kind of impact is that having? Have you seen the vulture numbers increase?
Yes, it has allowed these vultures populations to increase. Especially this action is directed to Egyptian vulture, which is a more endangered species of vulture. And so it has benefited a lot. So population that in the beginning was about 3 couples, we have now 7 couples in the valley.
If I were to come and visit the park, then what kinds of species am I going to see here? And in fact, what kind of species might I not see, because they're hidden away, but they're definitely here?
Well, the highlights are mostly the birds. Like I said, the vultures, the most common are the griffon vultures, but it's easy also to see the Egyptian vulture. And then you have a golden eagle, Bonelli eagle, and a few smaller birds that are very specific from these Mediterranean habitats, like the orphan warbler and a few more warblers from the Mediterranean area. You have bee eaters, also migrants that come on this in the springtime, golden oriole, and a few others, woodchuck shrike, for instance.
And what about the non-bird species?
There are several mammals that roam through the reserve, but most of the times we don't see them. They are mainly have nocturnal activity. We have basically all the carnivores that exist in Portugal, except a wolf and Iberian lynx. We have, for instance, wildcat, polecat, genet, badger, but also roe deer and wild boar.
How do you see the reserve developing over the next 10 years? Like, what does the future hold for it?
The objective of the reserve is to increase the area and to allow the wild fauna to recover and to come, especially the wild herbivores, like the roe deer or red deer. That's our main objective. Also, this reserve has a particular interest because it's integrated on the Rewilding Europe project, which is a network of natural reserves scattered in Europe that are creating room for nature and to allow wilderness to come back to normally to abandoned lands that were once used by men for agriculture or grazing. And now we are allowing that these lands that were abandoned become natural reserves and increase area for the wildlife and the vegetation to come back again.
That's Fernando Romeo, a nature guide from Wildlife Portugal. For more information, see centreofportugal.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.